It's 0 hour on This Is the Tango. The tango maps out our century, a century of anxiety, overcrowding, alienation, and despair. I'm Guadalupe Jolicoeur. I'd like to guide you through the treachery of the end of the millennium, and I would like to do it with the tango. This program is all about El Nuevo Tango, the tango that tells us about who we are today. The music you're hearing is by Astor Piazzolla. Here is what author Enrique Fernandez said about Piazzolla's music. You feel an urge? Touch its pain, wrap yourself around it. Don't put on airs. What you seem must be what you are, and what you are is a mess, honey. But that's okay as long as you wear it inside. Look sharp. Don't slouch. See anyone slouching here? Stay poised, taut, hard. Listen to your nerves. It's 0 hour. Anxiety encroaches, wave after wave with every squeeze of the bandoneon. Already twisted by the counterpoint of uprightness and savagery, this new tango turns the screw even tighter. No relief, no quarter. At 0 hour, only passion can save you. Time is flowing backward and forward into the vortex. From the rooms come a warm air and choked melody of syncopated gasps. Something throbs, a vein under your skin. It's inside you now, this bordello virus, this pleasure that tastes so much of anger and of grief. When you find pools of pure, sweet light, bathe in their waters. They are balm for your lacerations. This music is for you. It always had you in mind, your habits, your twitches, the tiny blood vessels bursting inside you when you hide what you feel. Come hear the master as he unravels the wind inside the box, as he presses the growling tiger that threatens to embrace him and shapes the beast into a purring kitten. It's all a game. You're going to play it too. You're going to dance with the tiger. Don't worry. Your life is in danger. Remember your instructions. Listen up and suffer. This is the tango. Buenos Aires, 1990. Sirens, reeking alleys, concrete, Buenos Aires. Scorching sun, big city loneliness, Buenos Aires. Beautiful, sexy, unconquerable, Buenos Aires. Where the tango was born and reborn and reborn. Argentina is full of dreams. President Juan Domingo Perón is in power. Nationalism is high. The status quo prevails. Families stroll the tree-lined streets of Buenos Aires in their Sunday best, and the tango has died a slow and agonizing death, suffocated by complacency. What is left is a state-sanctioned and powerless tango. A tango that has absolutely nothing to say and gives people nothing to think about. A decade earlier, the ballrooms were filled with dancers enjoying the music of tango's golden age. A decade before that, in 1930, Carlos Gardel was still building an international mythology for himself, for Argentina, and the tango. And behind the scenes, a new tango poet was telling a story that had not yet been told. His name, Enrique Santos Discépolo. On September 21st, 1929, Discépolo's message was unveiled to tango lovers in a very unusual way. From a balcony in Buenos Aires, the enormously popular singer Azucena Maizani stopped traffic with her beautiful voice and the alarming truth of Discépolo's poetry. The song, Malevaje, the Underworld.
Malevaje extraña, me mira sin comprender, me estoy perdiendo el cartel, qué guapo que ayer brillaba en la acción. No ves que estoy en fuerza, perdido y maniado en tu corazón. Yendo a la escalera con un compás tan hondo y sensual que no fue mal que verte y perder la fe, corazón y la ansia de confiar. No me ha dejado ni el cucho en la oreja de aquel pasado malevo y feroz. Ya no me falta para completar más que la brisa incambiable. Ayer de miedo matar, en vez de pelear, me puse a correr. Me di a la sombra y nada, pensé en no verte y temblé. Si yo que nunca aflojé, de noche angustiado, me encierro a llorar. Decí, por Dios que me has dado, que estoy tan cambiado, no sé más quién soy.
Por Dios que me ha dado, que estoy tan cambiado, no sé más quién soy. El malevaje extraña, me mira sin comprender. Me ven perdiendo el cartel de guapo que ayer brillaba en su acción. No ves que estoy embrazado, vencido y maniado a tu corazón. Te vi pasar tangiendo altanera con un compás tan hondo y sensual, que no fue más que ver y perder la fe y coraje del chico fiel. No me hace caso ni al puso en oreja de aquel pasado malevo y feroz. Ya no me falta para completar más que ir a misa e hincarme a rezar. Ayer, por miedo a matar, en vez de pelear, me puse a correr. Me vi al asombro final, pensé en lo de ti, temblé. Y yo que nunca floqué, de noche angustia me pongo a llorar. Decí, por Dios que me ha dado, que soy tan cambiado, no sé más quién pasado malevo y feroz. Ya no me falta para completar más que ir a misa e hincarme a rezar.
Malevaje, twice. The first was sung by Azucena Maizani, the second, Ángel Díaz, with the orchestra of Horacio Salgán. Dice Polín escribió Pensamientos Tristes que se podían bailar. Tango lovers say this about Discepolo, that he wrote sad thoughts you could dance to. Discepolo himself once said that the tango's essence was dramatic, like the Argentine temperament. Maybe his perspective on life, on its injustices, betrayals, disappointments, was overblown. But Discepolo was a genius of irony, a 20th century clown with a deadly serious message, a message that wasn't welcomed by everyone. In 1929, Chorra, Que Bachache, and Esta Noche Me Emborracho, three of Discepolo's earliest tangos, were banned for exposing the moral and material misery that he saw in mainstream society, drunkenness, greed, unhappy marriages. And in 1943, Cambalache, Discepolo's most ardent declaration of society's decay, was banned for its liberal use of lunfardo, Argentine street talk. The military government was hoping to perform a moral cleansing of the airwaves. They felt threatened, and this is why. Here is Discepolo's nihilistic message. The world is and always will be crap. In 1506 and in the year 2000, today an honest man is as good as a traitor, an idiot as good as a wise man, a con artist as virtuous as a saint. Don't bother thinking anymore. Just sit back. No one cares that you were born honorable. We'll all end up in hell anyway. What a depressing outlook. Or was it? Discepolo revealed his genius in the way he packaged his sermon. Some have even compared him to Chaplin because of his ability to use comedy to reveal the tragic in life. Alberto Echagüe sings Cambalache with Juan Darienzo's orchestra. Thank you.
pues era una porquería.
Ya lo sé.
En el 506 y en el 2000 también, que siempre ha habido chorros, maquiavelos y estafaos. Contento se ha marcado, valores y doble, pero que el siglo XX es un despliegue de maldad insolente, ya no hay quien lo niegue. Vivimos revolcados en un merengue y en un mismo lodo, todos manoseados. Hoy resulta que es lo mismo ser derecho que traidor. Ignorante, sabio, chorro, generoso, estafador. Todo es igual, nada es mejor. Lo mismo un burro que un gran profesor. No hay aplazado ni escarafón. Los inmorales nos han igualado. Si uno vive en la impostura y otro en su ambición, da lo mismo que si es cura, colchonero, rey de basto, cara duro, polizón. Qué falta de respeto, qué atropello a la razón. Cualquiera es un señor, cualquiera es un ladrón. Mezclado con esta bici va Don Bosco y la Miñón, Don Chicho y Napoleón, Carner y San Martín, o igual que la vida irrespetuosa de los cambalaches. Se ha mezclado la vida y herida por un sable sin remache. Un vez llorar la Biblia contra un caremón.
Cambalache, written by Enrique Santos Discépolo. Desperately romantic, he searched for what he thought life should be, only to discover what life really was. He poured all his feelings into the tangos, giving the man on the street a vocabulary to describe his deepest emotions. In the same way that Discépolo shook up tango lyrics, a number of composers and performers were dismantling the musical status quo. One of them was Aníbal Troilo. Aníbal Troilo, or Pichuco to those who knew and admired him, was a great bandoneon player, the greatest. Pichuco was as necessary to the tango as the tango was to him. The lovely, tender tones he pulled from his instrument suggested an almost human relationship between Pichuco and his squeeze box. Under his spell, the bandoneon became the heart of the tango. When Troilo died in 1976, his wife, Zita, gave his bandoneon to Astor Piazzolla. But Piazzolla never played it. He said, "I would have to play it like he did, softly, caressingly. I don't caress anything. My fingers are like machine guns. I play violently, with anger, not like Pichuco." Roberto Goyeneche, who sang with Aníbal Troilo's orchestra from 1956 to 1964, relates another memory about Pichuco. His genius was evident even in the way he sat down. He would unbutton his jacket, but if a woman walked by, he would immediately button it up again and do his best to impress her. Pichuco was always a gentleman. He taught us how to live, how to respect, how to love. My greatest pride is to have worked with him. Fuelle, the bellows, is a nickname for the bandoneon and the title of the next selection. Here is Aníbal Troilo and his orchestra with Roberto Goyeneche singing.
Cuando llegó, te oí reír. Cuando se fue, lloró tu sol. En tu teclado está como escondida, hermano bandoneón, toda mi vida. Con tu minuta de emoción está encendida la llama oscura de tu ausencia y de mi amor. Cuando llegó, te oí reír. Cuando se fue, lloró tu voz. Fuelle, no andes goteando tristezas. Que tu resorgo me apena. Vamos, no hay que perder la cabeza. Vamos, que ya sabemos muy bien que no hay que hacer, que ya se fue de nuestro lado y que a los dos nos ha tirado en el rincón de los recuerdos muertos. reyes, no andes goceando amargura. Vamos, hay que saber olvidar. Cuando llegó cristal de amor, cuando se fue voz de rencor, guarde su ingratitud dentro de tu caja y con tu manta azul le hice mortaja. Esa es la historia del castillo de Baraja. Le levantamos a tu arrullo, bandoneón. Cuando llegó cristal de amor, cuando se fue voz de rencor, no andes goteando tristezas, huele que tu rezongo me apena. Vamos, no hay que perder la cabeza. Vamos, y ya sabemos muy bien que no hay que hacer, que ya se fue de nuestro lado y que a los dos nos ha tirado en el rincón de los recuerdos muertos. Huele, no andes goteando amargura. Vamos, hay que saber olvidar.
Fuelle, The Bellows, played by Aníbal Troilo's orchestra with Roberto Goyeneche singing. You're listening to This is the Tango on CBC Stereo and CBC Radio and live on the internet in real audio. This is the Tango has its own website at www.radio.cbc.ca and click on random sampling. My name is Guadalupe Jolicourt, here with the third and final episode of This is the Tango. Osvaldo Pugliese was another member of the post-Golden Age vanguard who remained one of the major influences in tango right up to his death in 1995. His band was like a finishing school for some of the most accomplished tango musicians of the late 20th century, among them Aníbal Troilo and Astor Piazzolla. For his fellow musicians, Pugliese was regarded as one of the finest pianists in tango and as an essential figure in the evolution and continuation of this musical form. This is Malena. The melancholy is pure tango, but Malena seems to be declaring a more stark, lonely Buenos Aires. Your eyes are darkened by forgetting. Your lips are tightened by anger. Your hands are two cold doves. Your veins are filled with the blood of the bandoneon. Your tangos are abandoned children that walk along dusty streets. When all the doors are closed, the ghosts of your songs howl. Malena sings with a broken voice. Malena has the sorrow of the bandoneon. Thank you. Malena, as interpreted by Osvaldo Pugliesi and his orchestra. To anyone at all acquainted with the tango, Astor Piazzolla is one of the first musicians to come to mind. Many consider Piazzolla to be the epitome of the vanguard, and as someone who had divorced himself entirely from the tango tradition. It is true that he rejected and criticized much of what had preceded him, but we must remember a couple of things. Piazzolla was already an established bandleader by the height of the Golden Age. By 1945, he had already recorded 25 albums as a bandleader. He was very conscious of the tango's lineage and went to great efforts to preserve the essence of the tango. Horacio Malvicino, a member of Piazzolla's Octeto Buenos Aires, a band we'll hear from a little later, explains the events leading up to the Octeto's public debut. We went to Osvaldo Pugliesi with our material. We sat him down and played a set of songs for half an hour, and we asked him if he thought they were tangos or not. Everyone anxiously awaited his diagnosis. When Pugliesi said that yes, it was tango, everyone got so excited, we were all so happy. Given his reputation as a feisty individualist, it's surprising to know that Piazzolla would have gone to such measures to gain approval for his own experiments in the tango. But it is understandable given how revolutionary the octeto was. Improvisation, jazz harmonies, electric guitars were not part of the tango prior to the octeto. Criticism was so fierce it bordered on violence. The octeto drew a line between the old guard and the vanguard. Fathers and sons stopped speaking to each other, and members of the octeto were threatened with physical harm. No one had taken such liberties with the tango before Piazzolla and the octeto. But Piazzolla and the octeto carried on unfazed by the criticism and were eager to bring their new tangos to the public. Marrón y Azul, Brown and Blue, was arranged in 1955 and recorded shortly after. Thank you. Marrón y Azul, Brown and Blue, composed and performed by Piazzolla and the Octeto Buenos Aires. For Piazzolla, the Octeto was only the beginning of his revolution. Piazzolla is quoted as saying, "My music is in constant renewal. By the time people think they've understood me, I'm changing." By the mid-1960s, as amazing as it must have seemed to tango observers, Piazzolla served up yet another tango feast. It was called El Nuevo Tango. Astor Piazzolla teamed up with poet Horacio Ferrer and formed an exclusive musical pact. For 5 years, they would only perform each other's work. Balada para un Loco, Ballad for a Madman, released in 1969, was unlike traditional tango in theme, style, rhyme, or rhythm. It stood for an entire generation of Argentinians who were desperate for social and political change. Balada para un Loco is about a woman who eavesdrops on the rantings of a madman walking the streets of Buenos Aires. She realizes that in this apathetic, urban culture, no one stops to look at anyone else, especially the madman, and even though he's crazy, she can't resist listening to his message. It seems I am the only one who sees him, because he winds through the crowd as the mannequins wink at him, the streetlights turn blue, and on the corner, the fruit vendors' oranges shower him with their blossoms. I know I am a crackpot. I look at Buenos Aires from the sparrow's nest, and how sad it looks. Come, fly, feel the craziness I have for you, Buenos Aires.
Las tardecitas de Buenos Aires tienen ese, qué sé yo, ¿viste? Salgo de casa por Arenales, lo de siempre, en la calle y en mí, cuando de repente, detrás de ese árbol, se aparece ella. Mezcla rara de penúltimo lingera y de primer polizonte en el viaje a Venus. Medio melón en la cabeza, las rayas de la camisa pintadas en la piel. Dos medias suelas clavadas en los pies y una banderita de taxi libre levantada en cada mano. Parece que solo yo lo veo, porque él pasa entre la gente y los maniquíes le guiñan. Los semáforos le dan tres luces celestes y las naranjas del frutero de la esquina le tiran azares. Y así, medio bailando y medio volando, se saca el melón, me saluda, me regala una banderita y me dice:
ya sé que estoy piantao, piantao, piantao. ¿No ves que va la luna rodando por callar? Que un corso de astronautas y niños con un bar me baila alrededor, baila de mi volar. Ya sé que estoy piantao, piantao, piantao. Yo miro a Buenos Aires, el nido de un gorrión, y a vos te vi tan triste, vení volar, sentí el loco derretir que tengo para vos. Loco, 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 cuando anochezca en tu porteña soledad, por la ribera de tu sábana vendré, con un poema y un colombón, a desvelarte el corazón. De tu escote hasta sentir enloquecí tu corazón de libertad, ya vas a ver. Y así diciendo, el loco me convida a andar en su ilusión super sport, y vamos a correr por las cornisas con una golondrina en el motor del manicomio.
aplauden, ¡viva! ¡Ay, viva! Los locos que inventaron el amor. Y un ángel, y un soldado, y una niña nos dan un vasecito bailador. Nos sale a saludar la gente linda y el loco, loco mío, qué sé yo, provoca campanarios con su risa y al fin me mira y canta a media voz. Quéreme así, piantao, 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 de patia esta ternura de locos que hay en mí. Ponete esta peluca de alondras y volá, volá conmigo ya. Vení, volá, vení. Quéreme así, piantao, piantao, piantao. Ábrite los amores que vamos a intentar la mágica locura total de revivir. Vení, volá, vení. Loco, 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 loco él y loca yo.
Balada para un loco, Ballad for a Madman, composed by Astor Piazzolla, the lyrics written by Horacio Ferrer and performed by Amelita Baltar. The final phase of Piazzolla's creativity emerged in the 1980s with his quintet. This time, the music was distilled down to its essential elements. It became purely instrumental. It's as if no poem or verse could express the tango any stronger than Piazzolla and his bandoneon and the four other members of his classic quintet. Here is Piazzolla himself, at the end of a half a century career, reflecting on the struggles and the triumphs of the Nuevo Tango.
Sometimes it's a little difficult to explain to the people that this is also tango. It's a different way. Nobody dances, nobody sings. This is only instrumental music and a little complicated sometimes. But we love it very much and we believe in the music we made. We started playing this music in 1954. And it was just like a revolution, a real revolution with cannons and everything. And because Argentina is a very strange country, you can change hundreds of presidents and ministers and everything you want, you could change in Argentina, but you are not allowed to change the tango. And we changed it, and we are still alive, and that's very important.
Thank you.
For all of Piazzolla's rebellious and revolutionary spirit, he had such a profound respect for history and his own legacy, from his love for the great tango players to his own dear father, Nonino. Adios, Nonino. Goodbye, Nonino, was Piazzolla's farewell to his father. And now it's time for us to say farewell. I want to let you know who put this show together. This Is the Tango was produced in Vancouver by Michael Juck. Studio operations were by Gary Heald, El Mago. I'd also like to acknowledge a few others. Nora Patrich, Linda Lee Thomas, Carlos Loyola, and Walter Levaca. In life, we often return to what is most important or precious to us. For Piazzolla, the beginning of tango was a necessary prelude to the future of tango, his deepest passion. He knew that to move forward, he had to understand the past. Once when asked what he would say if he encountered Carlos Gardel on the street, Piazzolla responded, "What could I say? Master, will you come and record with me?" We return to the beginning with Carlos Gardel singing Volver, Return. Hasta la próxima. Until the next time, I'm Guadalupe Jolicoeur, and thank you for joining us on This Is the Tango.
Adivino el parpadeo de las luces que a lo lejos van marcando mi retorno. Son las mismas que alumbraron con sus pálidos reflejos ondas todas de dolor. Y aunque no quise el regreso, siempre se vuelve al primer amor. La vieja calle donde le cobijo, tuya es su vida, tuyo es su querer. Bajo el burlón mirar de las estrellas, que con indiferencia hoy me ven volver. Con la frente marchita, las nieves del tiempo platearon mi piel. Sentir que es un soplo la vida, que 20 años no es nada, que febril la mirada, errarte en la sombra te busca y te nombra. Vivir con el alma aferrada a un dulce recuerdo que lloro otra vez. Tengo miedo del encuentro con el pasado que vuelve a enfrentarse con mi vida. Tengo miedo de las noches que pobladas de recuerdos encadenen mi soñar. Pero el viajero que huye, tarde o temprano detiene su andar. Y aunque el olvido que todo destruye haya matado mi vieja ilusión, guardo escondida una esperanza humilde que es toda la fortuna de mi corazón. Volver con la frente marchita, las nieves del tiempo plasearon mi piel. Sentir que es un soplo la vida, que 20 años no es nada, que febril la mirada, errarte en la sombra te busca y te nombra. Vivir con el alma aferrada a un dulce recuerdo que lloro otra vez.